How about, what do you call a small animal that looks sort of like a squirrel that runs along the ground? Now, it's not a squirrel. It's not a rat either, but it's real small. It runs back and forth on the ground, like from hole to hole or something like that. You have any name for that little thing? How about, what do you call an animal with a real strong odor? It doesn't smell good.
Posecat.
How about a hopping animal that hops along? What do you call those?
You're talking about totifer over here.
Yeah, totifer. What do you call the smaller kind that makes a chirping noise, you know? You know, when you talk about a toad frog, he hops along. How about the smaller kind, you know, that chirps? Do you have any different name for them?
Bull frog.
What do you call a worm that you use for bait when you go fishing?
I call them grub worms.
Grub worms? What do you call an extra big worm that you use for bait like that? You know, this is the big kind.
Don't I know bait?
What do you call an insect that flies around at night and blinks on and off? And
mosquitoes.
No, this kind has a light on him, you know?
Uh-oh.
Blinks on and off.
Mm-hmm. Lightning bug.
Lightning bug. This picture sort of a swamp now, you know, a pond that's sort of stagnant and it's old. And what kind is an insect that flies about, it's about this long, that flies back and forth over the water, you know, where water's been standing a long time. What do you call those things? Big old long things about like...
Yellow nipper.
Yellow nipper?
Yellow nipper.
What do you call an insect that doesn't sting, that builds a mud nest on the side of your house? You know, sometimes you'll find the big long things of mud on the house that these things have built.
Dirt diaper.
Dirt diaper. What do you call a vehicle that you push your baby in, you know, like
take baby carrot.
Baby carrot. What do you call what you do to the baby when you push him along? Do you ride him or roll him or wheel him or what? What would you call that?
I would call it rolling him along.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground that you have to pull up and get to the roots to?
Peanuts.
When you have a child that looks like a parent, you come up and say, you know, this child, do you say, you know, does he look like you or favors you? What would you say for that?
Sounds just like his dad.
What would you say? You know, would you say favors him or looks like, or would you just say looks like?
I'll just be just like his daddy.
How about if a child acts just like his parent? What would you say that the child, you know?
See, sugar ways like your parent.
What do you call a woman that helps at childbirth? This isn't a nurse or anything, but say you have your baby in your house or something. What would you call the woman that gives you help?
Doctor lady.
What do you call a country person? You know, just a person that's lived out in the country all his life and he's just a country person. Do you have any special name for them? Mm-hmm. What do you call a city person?
Lives in town.
You don't have any special name for him? When you say somebody got awfully unpleasant or upset, what do you say? You know, like he was real, you know, like I just stormed in here and I was in a bad mood and everything. What would you say?
Besides those thoughts of being nervous.
When somebody's tired and you come in and say, you know, instead of saying I'm tired, what would you say?
I'd say you blowed when you sit down.
Blowed?
Yeah, that's what he did.